Welcome to this week's episode of Rise and Shine, a weekly public affairs program on 93.1 The Wolf. I'm Tammy. So I know you're sick and tired of hearing about the coronavirus. We all are. And I apologize in advance for doing yet another show with a corona connection. But my goal with each of these shows, today's included, is not to add to your stress and frustration and maybe even your anger about the way things are, but hopefully to provide you with some tools to help you navigate the world the way it is right now. Fair enough? That said, today we're talking about finding work. Thanks to the virus that shall not be named, a lot of people are out of work right now, some temporarily, some permanently. And there are also some folks who still have a job but have come to the realization that, you know what, life is too short to be stuck doing something you hate. And so they're thinking about finding something new. Now, if you find yourself in any of these circumstances, I encourage you to listen into my conversation with today's guest, Randy Wooden. Randy works with Goodwill Industries of Northwest North Carolina, and there he runs the nation's only standalone Goodwill Professional Center. So, Randy, let's just start this way. Tell me more about what you do and the kinds of people you're able to help.
Yeah. Our program, Goodwill's Professional Center, is one of many programs for Goodwill of Northwest North Carolina. And we're funded through our retail store dollars. And so those who donate and shop, that's where the money goes. It goes to support programs like mine, helping job hunters who are either out of work or who are maybe underemployed and looking for a change. And so our role is to work with them to help them conduct a better job of the job hunt. I conduct LinkedIn training online. We help with their resume, cover letter. We try to provide job leads and also try to help from a networking standpoint. I know a lot of people in the triad, and I try to introduce our clients to people and companies that, well, could be beneficial for them. And it's all free to the job hunter. We have folks at all stages, whether fresh out of college or that re-career, that second or even third or fourth career. And so regardless of industry, regardless of your job function or your age.
So let's start with the person who, after a long time of being at the same job, just found themselves out of work, maybe because of COVID or maybe for some other reason, but they haven't looked for a job in a long time and this is all a new world to them. What do you do with that person? Where do you start with them?
One of the first things I would say is if you haven't applied for unemployment, you need to do that because that process doesn't happen overnight and it can take a while before the money actually comes to you. So if listeners are encountering problems with that, I have some good contacts with NC Works and we can try to help get answers for you. So just know that's step one, I think, is file. But then you sit back and you say, well, gosh, you know, I'm kind of confined to home for the most part, or frankly, a lot of companies are cutting way back on and letting people in the building, and just things have changed. So what do I do? I think one of the first things you need to do is to see if you want to work, and some folks are taking this time to just kind of reevaluate and see what happens, I suppose. But if you want to work, the quickest path to a job is through a staffing company, because they have their ear to the ground, they're talking with employers, and they know where those jobs are. The fact that they're free to you, they don't cost you anything, is a double plus. And so I would reach out to staffing firms. Now, are these career-oriented, permanent, full-time positions that are a great step up for you? Maybe, maybe not. But you know what? If you want to work, you go where the work is. And if that means literally walking into a grocery store or retail store that's open, and restaurants and so forth are beginning to reopen again as well, I think that's all something you can do proactively. But in terms of the bigger picture, and we can talk more about that, getting into, gee, do I want to make a change, or how do I go about interviewing when I can't see somebody in person? There's a lot to it, but those are first couple steps I would take.
There are, I mean, I see help wanted signs all over, and maybe it's not the job you want forever or the career that you're planning to go to, but if you need to pay the bills right now, it's definitely, the work is out there depending on the industry.
Well, true, and I'll tell you something else too, and I read this the other day, and it certainly makes sense. As we begin to go back to work as a collective society, those interviewers are going to ask you, hey, Tammy, what did you do during this COVID time? And if it's, well, you know, I pet the dog and, you know, whatever,
I watched a lot of Tiger King.
good for you. On the other hand, if you could say, you know what, I went online and I took some courses, because there are a lot of free resources out there. You can just do a Google search and find a ton of them. Or you could say, you know what, it wasn't the ideal job, but I wanted to get out and help the community. So, I wanted to earn money. I didn't feel comfortable just sitting at home. So I did this work at whatever store that might have been, whatever place. You could say, I volunteered. I helped take meals, for example, to senior citizens, or I did something in the community. But to sit at home and do nothing, that's not a good answer. And so you need to have something that you can fall back on to say, here's what I did during that time.
Now, if I'm out of work right now, should I be spending a tremendous amount of time getting my resume looking good?
I get a lot of questions, Tammy, about, well, if only I had a good resume, I'd be in good shape. Just a resume and, a few job leads. And I'll tell you what, okay, that's 20% of the picture. But if you stop and think about it now, we have unemployment rates over 10. I think it's 14 something, and that fluctuates weekly. You're not the only one in town. You're not the only one applying. And you may have a great resume, but you know what? You may be one of 300 people that are applying or more. And they're only hiring one person, maybe two. What is it about you that makes you so special that they're going to pick you out of the stack? Let's be realistic about that. So if it's just a resume, okay, great. That's a nice resume. So it really comes down to networking. And you've heard this for years, and you need to network. But it's so true. And I'll give you a quick example in real life. Let's say, for example, you need to get, a new fence built or a new roof, or you need somebody to paint your house, or you need some work done. Are you going to go online and now look to see there may be 75 companies who do that work in the triad? Are you going to contact all of them and interview all of them and get references and pricing from all of them? Are you really going to do that?
No, I'm going to ask my friends, or I'm going to go on Facebook and say, who's the best fencing company in the triad? And
you got it.
Go.
And you've done that. So much of how we do business and how we hire people is based on knowing, liking, and trusting them. And use this time that you're kind of sitting at home wondering what to do next, take the time, whether it's through LinkedIn, maybe through Facebook, through your personal contacts, if you're not on social media, reach out to them, talk to people. You want to be front of mind. And I think the more you can do proactively to plant seeds now, even if they're not hiring now, if you can get in on that list of know, like, and trust, when they do have openings and companies are ready to hire when things improve, you want to be at the front of that line.
It sounds like what you're saying, I know that you would never say, well, don't worry at all about your resume, because it is part of it. You want to have a professional resume. But it sounds like what you're saying is, yes, make sure your resume looks good, but don't obsess over it. If you're going to obsess over anything, obsess over networking.
Yeah, the job search is not an either or. So it's not just networking. It's not just the resume. Yes, people want to have a resume. I think it's kind of the old school in us. They want to see how it's a marketing piece, really, is what a resume is.
Right.
They want to see that you can not only do the job, meaning you've been exposed to that work before, ideally, but also that you're good at it. And you'll want to make sure you include accomplishments, ideally quantify them with numbers, dollar amount, percentages, that kind of a thing.
Okay. And if someone knows they need work on their resume, you can help them at the Goodwill Professional Center, correct?
Sure.
Okay, great. So now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Randy Wooden. Randy is in charge of the Professional Center at Goodwill Industries of Northwest North Carolina. And we're talking about what to do if right now you find yourself unemployed or thinking, you know what, I don't really love the job I'm in right now. Maybe it's time to do something different. And we've talked already a little bit about networking, but Randy, I want to get back into that. What would you say are the biggest things to keep in mind when it comes to networking to maybe find your next job?
Well, for one, when it comes to networking, I think the biggest mistake or what you need to avoid is, hey, Tammy, I'm between jobs and I'm just wondering if you know anybody that might have an opening, or if you hear of anything, would you let me know? And you hear crickets. And you, on your end, you're going, well, Randy's a nice guy. I don't even know exactly what he does, much less do I know of any openings that he'd be interested in. It's almost like asking somebody, do you know anybody that I could go on a blind date with? You know, a lot of people go, hey, nobody comes to mind. And even if they did, I'm not sure I want to get involved.
Right.
And it's kind of the same thing here. I don't want to insult Randy by steering him to a job that he would turn up his nose, nor do I want to irritate a friend who might be a hiring official by have this bum Randy show up and not be dressed appropriately, show up late, and make me look bad. And so for a lot of reasons, that is a non-starter. So the game plan with networking really is you're doing a few things here, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but you get into what's called informational interviewing. And that's really, if you had to stop and think, maybe if you had an older brother or sister that went off to college and came back at the fall break, and you said, hey, what is college like? And then they could give you their experience, a kind of a day in the life. What is it like? And that's really informational interviewing. It's also called maybe job shadowing. Internships are another way to kind of try it before you buy it, if you will. But I think informational interviewing gives you a good sense for what kind of education I need to have. Are there certain skills or experiences that are going to be important if I try to pursue this path? And along the same lines, I'm making friends. I'm becoming someone that somebody knows, likes, and trusts. So that's informational interviewing, gathering up facts to know whether it's a job that I can do and also a job that I might want to do. Networking is that and then some.
So how do you ask somebody to do that for you? Like, how do I, let's say I want to do what you do. So how do I approach you with that?
Well, and I get asked that from time to time. They'll say, Randy, I see you in the media a lot. I'm sure you do good work. I'm not sure exactly what all that entails. But you know what? I have a passion for helping people. I'd like to learn more about that. I don't know that you have openings, and that's not really my point today. But I'd like to pick your brain a little bit about how you got involved with it and maybe any advice you could give me.
Okay, yeah, that feels comfortable to say. Are there any other questions we should ask of the people we're networking with?
If you were in my shoes, who else should I be speaking with? And a lot of times they'll refer you to their LinkedIn connections. And that's a great thing because now you can go sort through their LinkedIn connections to find the one or two people that you really do want to talk to based on their industry, their job function, and so forth. So that's how you kind of use or leverage your network to establish new contacts. It's a way to grow the pie, so to speak.
Any other networking tips before we kind of move on?
Well, just that it's something you want to do when you've landed a job. So many people go, all right, I can get off that roller coaster and focus on my work. and I get it that that's human nature. But by the same token, I mean, if you're like me and you're like most people that have lived a life, you haven't worked for only one company. And chances are in time, if you live long enough, you're going to be working for somebody else at some point. And so I think you really do need to keep in mind that you want to keep your network alive. You don't have to spend 10 hours a day on it. But do keep that network alive so that when and if something happens, you have something to fall back on. I think job security in this day and age is largely our ability to be a lifelong learner and to adapt to the future.
Let's talk a little bit about the person who is having a little bit of an awakening at this moment in time. And I think a lot of us are. I think this coronavirus and all that it has brought with it has got us all at a point where we're maybe thinking more about life and about life being too short. And, you know, maybe someone still has a job, but is realizing, you know what, life is too short for me to do this for the rest of my life. I know that you have said before, the best time to look for a new job is when you have a job.
Well, you have more leverage when you have a job. By and large, it's better to proactively look because you're not doing it out of reaction and desperation. You're doing it proactively with some clear goals in mind. The thought, first off, in my mind is, what's driving this change? What is it about what you do now or what you did before you were laid off? What was it you liked? Was it the people interaction, the fast pace? Was it you like to crunch numbers? I don't know. I don't know what that is. But whatever it is that you liked, and also conversely that you didn't like, what's driving the change? So I kind of call it the thorn in the paw or the pebble in the shoe. It wasn't enough to cause you to leave proactively, quit your job and say, I'm going to go do whatever. But you know, it was bugging you. What's driving that change? What are my passions? What are some things I think I'd really like to do? And that's where you get on LinkedIn. That's where you get your network engaged and talk to people in industries and functions that you kind of think you might like to pursue. There's also a website. It's a .org site. And I'll just say it real quick, and we can give more information later. But it's called ONET Online. And it's a Bureau of Department of Labor does this, I believe. And it's a way for you to gather information, almost like an informational interview online, where you can read about a day in the life and educational requirements. And so you can kind of look before you leap. That's a great, great website for somebody who's kind of staring off the edge of the cliff saying, do I jump? Do I stay? If so, where do I go? What path do I take? You may take assessments too. Tons of online assessments, whether it's personality assessments or whether it's skills and aptitude assessments. But try to get a sense for who you are and why you're making that change.
All right. Well, moving on quickly, because we don't have a whole lot of time left. Let's say all of your networking efforts pay off and now you have an interview. But from what I understand, especially with the whole COVID thing, a lot of people aren't doing in-person interviews. Instead, they're doing phone or video interviews. Any tips for folks who are faced with one of those?
I do. And of course, we've done phone interviews for a long time, and hopefully folks are okay with that. Remember that interpersonal communication, the great majority of it, over 90%, is either body language or tone of voice. The words are not as important as the tone of voice and your body language. So if you think about a phone interview, there's no body language. It's all, just like right now with me talking, it's all my tone of voice. And so typically we instruct folks to slow down a little bit, make sure that you speak clearly. And so that's the phone side. But more to the point, this whole video conferencing, all this, whether it's Zoom, it's GoToMeeting, Adobe Connect, Microsoft Teams. I'll tell you what, a few quick pointers. One is, when I look at you, if you and I are on a video call, I need to look at the camera at the top of my laptop, because that's your eyes. If I instead look down at my screen to see your eyes on the screen, to you, it makes it look like I'm looking at your collarbone. So look in the camera.
My eyes are up here, Randy.
That's an important point, because again, body, now this whole facial expression, eye contact, how you sit, how you dress, what's behind you. Okay, now they can see. So this whole body language component re-enters the picture. I think lighting is important also. Normally, think about this. Normally, if you're sitting at a computer, you have an overhead light and you have light behind you. But when you're looking at the computer screen, you're not having light staring you in the face. Well, just the opposite is what you need for video interviews. Because here again, just like if you're outside and somebody's taking your picture, how many times have they said, oh no, you need to be looking into the sun? Because we need to light up our faces. And so as a result, when you're doing videoing, you want to make sure that the light is not coming from behind you, because it makes you look like a dark silhouette. You want light facing you. And also, you'd like to have your picture or your face on your camera where your eyes are about two-thirds of the way up from the bottom of the screen. Just look at any TV news anchor when they're doing their newscasts. That is the kind of the size and scope of the positioning on the screen that you want to have. So those are a few tips. But here again, you want to prepare, you want to be enthusiastic, and make sure you're dressed appropriately and have as few distractions, whether it's kids, pets, or traffic, or the TV, as possible.
All right, it's a lot to navigate, and we really are just skimming the surface here. But the great news is that you are available and accessible and free, your expertise, for anybody who would like your help. So how do people get in touch with you? How do people connect and take advantage of this amazing service that is offered by Goodwill of Northwest North Carolina?
If you wanted to email me, it's a .org address. It's my first initial last name, so R. Wooden. Wooden at goodwillnwnc.org. R. Wooden at goodwillnwnc.org. That's a great start. You could also check us out. Our website is a .org address, Goodwill Professional Center. You could check that out. We have a lot of videos on there that, again, are free and don't need a password. Just a kind of a quick side note, too. If folks are having issues beyond the job hunt, and I'm talking about domestic issues, financial issues, health issues, other concerns, NC211.org is a great website for local resources to get the help you need to live the day to day. You know, my role, while it has value and importance, there are bigger things than just the work. There's your mental health, physical health, and the health of your family and those that rely on you. So feel free to reach out. We would love to help you. And just know that through all this, we'll get through this together.
Thank you, Randy. Again, that was Randy Wooden, the head of the Professional Center at Goodwill Industries of Northwest North Carolina. And if you need any of the links or numbers or anything that Randy mentioned, we're going to get all of that up on our website so you can check it out there. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. That does it for this week's episode of Rise and Shine. We'll be back again next Sunday morning, same time. Until then, shine on, Wolf Nation.